Houston Integrity on one for a quick advisory question.
We're with you on one.
Hey, Mark, I know right before TLI we had the cabin leak warning, and I see an advisory now for cabin leak detect off. And just wondering if that's some troubleshooting y'all are doing. It just, I've never seen that advisory before.
Checking. Yeah, Reed, that cabin leak indication that you got before TLI, we are using a workaround to try to keep that from re-enunciating as we change ARS states. And so we disabled the detection for about 3 minutes while we did the state changes, and it's been re-enabled again. So that's why you haven't seen that before.
Makes a lot of sense, Mark. I'm glad I asked, and thanks, and have a great night down there.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Hey, Houston, since we're awake, we are definitely going back to bed, but if you got just any initial thoughts on why that caution is continuously ringing, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Ray. Let me gather the words for you. I'll get back to you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Reed. So post TLI, we've been watching the tanks, the aux tanks here, and they've been going through their thermal stabilization. So this was an expected response from the burn, although we weren't expecting to be sitting on this margin here on this on the caution here for the plus X run box. So that was the piece that caught us. As far as upcoming burns, like for OTC-1, we would be doing a repressurization of the system anyways, and that's part of the plan, and so that would put us back into the middle of the run box for us to be prepared for that if needed.
All right, Houston, thanks for chewing on that one, and we'll talk more in the morning for sure.
Sounds great. Y'all enjoy the rest of your night.
All right, thanks. Glad you guys were there.